Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Crystal DeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Tonight we have a really cool episode, I think. We've got not only one and two mamas to be, but now we have a mama, a pro mama, we'll call her. We have Danica's mom, Kim, with us today. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hey, Chrissy. I'm wonderful. How about yourself, Mama?
I'm a little hot and sweaty, but that's okay. So,
hey.
Danica, how are you today?
Doing good. I'm feeling actually really good just because it's just my mom and I. And as much as I love my husband, he's not here. So it's just mom and I, which is... I don't remember the last time that happened.
So. Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. So, Danica, why don't you tell us a little bit about mom from your point of view, and then we'll kind of jump in with Kim, and you can tell us a little bit about you. And
the reason why I wanted to have her on is because, so my mom has always inspired me with fitness, but I think I got into weight training a little bit sooner, and she like owned the step master. Like she was like, we had a stepper in our living room and I'm pretty sure there were holes underneath the stepper in the carpet.
That's awesome.
Because that's all she did.
It had to be soldered twice.
Right. No joke. So
it did.
But I think, you know, she was more of like a cardio bunny. Mm-hmm. And then later in life, decided I really want to start strength training, and I wanted to, you know, talk to her and our give our listeners an idea of like at any point in your life you can start strength training and what does that do for your body. And another reason why is because she has had 6 babies.
Woo.
Which is incredible, and she still is going strong. Like she's still at it and people are still amazed. And she's like, I'm sorry, you've had how many? And and you look like this? Like, she was rocking out one of my bikinis today at the beach.
Yes.
And I was like, shit. Like, I love it. Like, it just keeps me reminded of at any age, we can do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, at any phase of our life. And we can be that so-called champion at any point in our life, too. So... I'm really excited to have her on, and I'm excited for our listeners to hear kind of her version of health and fitness and what it means to her at her age now, what it meant to her maybe 10 years ago and a little bit longer, and how that's shifted for her and how it's helped her with her health.
And the best thing is that you guys sound pretty similar, so, but they'll know once you guys get going that it's one is the other. On that video that you posted a while ago, Danica, about when you told her that you were pregnant, the way she said like, no way. Like everything was, and everything she said, I was like, it just sounds just like Danica.
Very much so.
Awesome. All right, Kim, it's your show. Take it away.
All right, which is kind of cool that you sound alike, and you girls will find out that as you're having your baby girls as well. What an awesome honor to have a human being sound and act and have the same mannerisms as you. What a gift it is, and you look at them and you're in awe because it's a mirrored effect, but a lot of times what's on the other side of the mirror is much greater and more beautiful than you ever thought could be. But it's a mirror image of yourself. So it's an awesome honor.
It's amazing because that whole statement is something Danica would say.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
So funny. But anyway, fitness in the 50s. I think I've always been active my whole life, but never really embraced what being active was doing for me. I just knew that as a young mom, I didn't want to be chunky or a fatty or anything. I wanted to lose my baby weight. I wanted to get back into shape. And of course, I thought the only way you can do it is to power walk and run and do the stair stepper and play racquetball and all those fun things.
Right.
And even through having my other children, I know I embraced weight training in some fashion, and that was lifting and tugging on babies all the time and carrying the baby and the groceries and your purse. And I mean, I was doing it in some way, shape or form, but not in the way that I do now and the way I learned to embrace it for what it really does for me. Mm-hmm. Every time I'd go for my annual exam, the doctor or the PA would say, okay, Kim, so you're taking your vitamins? Yes. You're taking a calcium supplement? Yes. You're staying fit, obviously. Are you doing, some lifting weights as well as doing your cardio? And I'd be like, yeah. And, you know, I really wasn't. Yeah. I was doing crunches and push-ups and a lot of cardio. Mm-hmm. But then I realized, wow, maybe, just maybe, after all these years, if I try it, what difference would it make? And I started. And when I did, I realized I felt stronger. I was able to change my body in ways that I wasn't able to do before. My arms looked better. My legs looked better. My abs looked better. My butt was high and tight again. And I was like, all right, the jeans are looking better. And I think the best part of it was, is weight training, I understood, helped me to recalcify the bones, and the osteopenia that I was suffering from was not progressing anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I can control this. I can control the stages of deterioration that we all go through, but I can control the pace. You know, it's inevitable that I'm going to have some arthritis or osteoporosis, but later.
Yeah.
Not now, not when I'm only 51. You know, and so I started embracing the weight training, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And now I don't see my life without it.
That's
awesome. I don't see my life without going to the gym and doing my weights. And my cardio is still there, but nowhere near to the extent that it was before. It's not the obsession that I had before.
Yeah. So let's go back to when you started weights. A lot of people, I say all the time, is that you see the rock, you see the boulder, and the boulder is just too hard to get started. And, you know, it's those little pushes that help to get going. Where did you start and how did you start?
Mm-hmm. I asked Danica on and off.
Yeah, that's it. You had an ace in the pocket.
Yeah. And that was probably, I'd say, about 3 to 4 years ago. And then she'd try and she'd show me some things, and I'd do it, and then I'd fall back off the wagon, and I'd just continue with my cardio. But about 3 years ago, when I had moved to Georgia, I started going to the gym all on my own and being with myself. I said, I had a self-talk like, do you always want to just look like this and, you know, be scrawny looking, or do cardio massively, or do you want to tone things up? And I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. And so I started picking up weight, and I noticed myself, you know, I pick up 10-pound weights, and I'd get, you know, do some bicep curls and some tricep raises, and I'd do different types of things, and I noticed a change. And I noticed that 10-pound weights were really light for me. And then I'd pick up 15-pound weights, and I'd give them a try. And then I'd try more machines, and then I'd watch other people do machines in ways that I hadn't seen that machine used before. And I thought, I'm going to try that. I'm going to go up to them and ask them what body part are you working doing that? And so then it started the ball rolling. And then I picked up 20-pound weight. And I thought, you can be my new best friend because you can do even more for me. Mm-hmm. And I went from there. And the more I did, the stronger I got, the more weight I could lift, and the better I felt about me.
Yeah.
And about my strength, mm-hmm. and how my body was changing.
That was 3 years ago, but you've always been in fitness, and you've had 6 kids. How?
Well, nursing babies after you have them does help your uterus to shrink down, and it also helps you to lose those extra baby pounds, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, just staying active all the time. But I didn't always embrace weight training, but I always stayed active, and I always, you know, you park the car at the other end of the parking lot when you go shopping with four kids in a cart to Walmart, and you walk through, and you, and I don't know if you've ever seen Danica walk, but our pace for somebody with short legs, we have a pretty fast pace. And we don't, and it's not because there's an urgency on the other side of that floor. It's just because that's the pace that we walk.
Yeah.
And I've always had that pace. And I guess I was blessed with a metabolic rate that helps me to stay smaller. And I did. At one time, though, I liked beer. Ooh. And I've heard you talk about you like wine. Well, I enjoyed beer. I loved the taste of beer. Yeah, I loved it. Beer was not my friend when it came to empty calories and what it did for my body. Right. And I couldn't realize my, you know, I'm eating the same foods, I'm exercising, why am I keeping on this extra 10 pounds? It was beer.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped all that when I started weight training.
Yeah.
And my body just changed significantly. Stay active after your babies. Keep going. Keep power walking. Go to the mall. Take the babies for a walk. Get outside. I still turn cartwheels and things like that. Gotta keep your body moving. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I think that's what people, like, especially moms, they think they have to go somewhere to do something, or if they're home, they get sidetracked and they clean, or they just want to sit down for 5 minutes, whatever it is. So I think that's a really good point, is stop thinking, like maybe, like I like to say, change your paradigm of what is active, and I'm using my air quotes there, and just going for that walk with the kids, or I don't know, like Danica could go back to dancing around the house or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Christy, I used to, one word that was never used in my household, and if it was, it was a bad word, is the word bored. Uh-huh. Never, ever tell me you're bored, because I will always find something for you to do. And at one time, you know, it'd be the midst of the winter, and, you know, all the driveways were plowed in and you couldn't go out, and I'd have daycare babies and everybody was just full of energy. We would run stairs in our house. We would run up the stairs and downstairs and run a circle around from the living room to the dining room to the playroom, back up and around. And we'd time each other and see who could do it fastest, or see who could run 3 times around and up and down the stairs 10 times. I'm telling you what, it's those little things that just, you don't really need to go out and find exercise. Bring it to you. Bring it to your home. Find those things that challenge the kids and keep them active and burn those energy bunnies off in them, because kids just gotta go yeah, all the time. So
I tried to do the same thing with my husband.
I remember running. Yeah. When, and?
Well, he tells me he's bored all the time. I say, well, you can always wash the toilets. And he's not bored anymore. I don't know why.
Let's clean the closets out.
Right.
Let's organize the drawers in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Bored is a bad letter word.
It is a bad word. You can say shit. Yes. You could even say the F word, but don't say
I love it. That's cool. So why do you continue with weights? You said a couple little things medically. Talk a little bit about that, how it's a big deal for women in their 40s, 50s. Because my mom, same thing, actually. She was, she's gone through early menopause, and then she was osteoporosis, almost like right that line where she had to, she was always a small woman too. She actually, someday we'll talk to her, but she never really worked out at all. And the importance that you feel and how it changed your energy level and health.
Well, I knew I had had the diagnosis of osteopenia. I also knew that I had arthritis in my neck and down my spine. And I was told that the information that it could change things for you if you weight train. It could slow the process. So when I did start weight training, I was afraid to use those parts that were stricken with the osteopenia and the arthritis. However, I realized when I strengthen everything around that area benefits from it. And no longer feels as painful as it once did. I no longer have the back pain that I once had. My neck doesn't feel riddled with arthritis anymore because I'm stronger all the way around it. So it's made a big change in me and how I feel, how my body feels, how my energy level feels. I do feel physically and mentally stronger since I've adapted with weight training into my daily schedule. Mm-hmm. And I jones if I don't have it. I really and truly do. I had a hysterectomy last December, a full hysterectomy.
No more kids? I don't get it.
I know, right? Well, when I was done with my uterus, Danica started using
it. There you go, perfect.
So, you know, I talked to my doctor and talked to him about my exercise and how long do I have to wait. And he said, until you feel like you can do it. So it was 10 days after my hysterectomy. I got on the exercise ball and I started with little weights in my arms and I started re-engaging these areas that were, you know, that I had to leave idle for a period of time, just a short period of time. It wasn't long before I was back at the gym and making sure my core was strong by getting on, what is that half ball?
Bosu?
Yeah, the Bosu ball. And getting on the Bosu ball, making sure I could engage my abs and make sure my core was strong. And then little by little, I got back up to, right back to where I was before. I think the pre-hysterectomy weight training and exercise really, really helped me recover at the pace that I recovered and get back into where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I agree completely. I teach, like I've told many times before, silver sneakers that are 65 and older, and I have a 90, I think he's 92,
love,
who told me his secret was mm-hmm. that every day he got up and did a little 30 minutes of isometrics every day, and then he did the class twice a week. So mm-hmm. just little things are sometimes overlooked, I think, and those little things will lead up to those absolutely. Big things.
A little story about how if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law, who we love dearly, broke her hip last March,
uh-huh.
and she was out of commission for a little while. She's 83 years old, and she stopped everything. Like, she did the physical therapy that she had to do post-surgery,
mm-hmm.
but then she just stopped cooking and stopped doing housework and just stopped being the person that she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been sitting, and she's been very immobile for a few months. She started having tremendous pain.
Yeah.
And the osteoporosis and the arthritis just burdened her. And the process just got so quickened by her immobility. And what she needs to do, and what I've told her, is the Silver Sneakers, they have that program here at
yeah.
the YMCA in our town.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mom, you need to get it in the water. You need to start moving these parts of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And my father-in-law, on the flip side of that, who is 85 years old, plays golf 3 days a week, goes to cards on Wednesday night. He goes out and walks, and he does his gardening, he does his yard work. And he is such an active man and is very angry with his wife for not using it, and essentially he's watching her lose it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fighting a battle right now with her.
Yeah.
I'm trying to encourage her, but, you know, you can bring a horse to water.
Right.
Sometimes you can't make a drink,
well,
you know?
Well, you kind of said that yourself. You said, you know, you tried to do this with Danica, and then you just weren't, after you left Danica, like having her in your bubble as your cheering uh-huh. squad, it was hard for you to get to keep a routine. So what flipped that?
Yeah.
Because we know, obviously, having Danica is
like
awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. And when you live in Georgia, where we lived at the time, you wear a lot less clothes than you do up here in Vermont, New York, Maine. You wear a lot less clothes and a lot more skin is showing. And I didn't like the parts that were showing. That's what changed it. I actually went to get a gym membership, and I walked inside the 24/7, and I started to cry because I thought to myself, I really miss this. I really miss all the smell in this place and the machines in this place, and I really need to get me back. And that's what started it back up, is liking what I saw in the mirror, liking what I look like in my clothes, liking the way I feel about me, giving me a lot more self-confidence and self-motivation. And then I was noticing the better I felt about me, the more I'd want to intrigue someone else to do that for themselves as well. And then I was having people approach me. They thought I was a trainer at the gym. Can I ask you about this machine?
That's awesome.
I'd be like, sure. I mean, I wouldn't tell them I wasn't.
Danica, what has it been like for you to have your mom who is, oh, look, my mom's texting me right now. Sorry, sidetrack, squirrel. What has it been like for you as the daughter of a woman who's been active with the cardio and the holes in the floor and then migrating towards a healthy way life of with weights?
It has been, well, inspiring. I think as I learned more, I wanted, I mean, we talk about this all the time, that you can like give somebody resources and you can give them motivation and all of these tools. And then you know how much emotion I invest in things. So then I'm like, just fucking do it. Like, why aren't you listening?
I have the key right here.
Right. Use the key. Hello. Yes. I don't understand. But I think initially I would get like frustrated because I knew her potential. But then when she started to do it on her own, like I became so proud. And then I was like, oh God, like I gotta make sure I keep up with this. Like this is no joke. And I have to make sure that my energy level is always reaching hers. And which is really hard. Like it's really hard. Especially now. But it motivates me and it encourages me to know that our bodies are amazing. At whatever point in life, like you can go through your trials and errors and you can go through challenges and your ups and downs. At every point of those phases in your life, you are always the one that's in control, inevitably. And once you make that change, and she kind of showed me in so many parts of her life that once she put her mind to something, she was like, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to make that shift. And that always keeps me going too. Cause I'm like, okay, at any point in your life, I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you have going on. Ultimately, it's up to you how you want to see this part of your life. Do you want to see it as like a, like how we say, do you want to just like go in the quicksand and stay in there? Or do you want to get out and like take care of yourself? And I think a lot of that, you know, a lot of, you know how I preach that, but it comes from her. Like it comes from her experiences and her life choices and me at growing up seeing that too. We did the full frontal and my mom has listened to like all of our, almost all of our podcasts. So like me being able to like see, is this a direction? Am I learning from this direction that my parents are choosing? What is my takeaway from this point in their life? Yeah, like it's shaped who I am even now. And then becoming a mom, it's told me like, oh, I have to stay active. Like there's no excuse. Like there's absolutely no excuse. If this woman can like pop out babies, not have like her female parts and like skip over her menopause pretty much. And even then with like, I remember her coming to me and saying, I'm going through menopause and look at the weight that I'm carrying around my midsection. It's not like me. And then she recognized like what she wanted to change and she was like, I'm going to change it. And she did. Like, so I think people will get frustrated at her, which we've experienced this too. But then they don't realize like the work that was put in for it, you know? Or like the effort that she continues to make to continue the lifestyle that she has.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't just wake up and be like this. It's an effort and it has saved my life, Chrissy. Exercise has saved my life in so many different ways, from depression, from anxiety, from my divorce with Danica's dad. There is so many times that I've turned to exercise as my healer. And through very, very devastating things in my life, and it has helped me. You can't say enough about endorphins and serotonin, and these things are real. And just as pregnancy hormones are real and they have a big effect on your body, ladies, all those other things are real and they work. And my friends would be like, oh, there's a skinny little bitch. What are you going to have, a cracker? We're going to have cheeseburgers, all right? So what are you going to eat?
You're like, no, crackers aren't gluten-free.
Y'all don't realize. Right. I make healthy food choices, and what I put in my mouth is, like my daughter has told me, fueling my machine, and my machine's not going to run without the proper fuel, so it's what I do. Mm-hmm. And my friends are envious and sometimes jealous, but they know, you know, they know what it takes to be, I mean, I'm not by any means perfect, but what it takes to be healthy, what it takes to be the best version of me that I can be. Mm-hmm. And I still have room for a lot more change too. I mean, I could be stage ready if I really lived out here in Vermont, right? But I don't.
Yes. And wait, can we have mom and then Danica and then like just wait a couple years and have like baby on stage too?
yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So what?
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah. What is your goal? What is your goal now with life?
Well, we recently moved back up from Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'm finding that I think God has placed me here to be the caregiver that I am. Mm-hmm. I've been a career woman, but my first and most important career has been being a mom. And I'm finding that, and I know that in my heart, that doesn't change just because your children become adults. Mm-hmm. They always need you. And I'm taking care of my sister who has cancer, mm-hmm. and she needs me. Mm-hmm. And I just went in the delivery room with my stepdaughter 3 days ago,
oh.
and she needs me. And just, I love being needed. I mean, I think it's human nature to like feeling needed. So right now, my goals are to get into our new house, to have it fit, spot clean, and taken care of, and everything in its right place. And because of my type A personality,
no,
any other
not
way,
type A.
And I don't try.
No, I don't know.
And so once that is, I mean, I will be getting that all straight, as well as taking my 14-year-old to all her preschool appointments and physicals, and taking my sister to all her chemo and radiation. And then along those lines, I'd like to start back up with daycare, and I would like to nanny for a couple children in the area. To supplement our income, and that's one of my great passions is taking care of babies and toddlers, and I've done that for many, many, many years as a mom through raising my own children and taking other children into my home. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what, I've already got a couple babies knocking on my door saying, excuse me, are you still doing daycare? So, and in doing all that, mm-hmm. my sanity lies with starting each and every day at the gym.
Nice.
So that's the first thing I do when I get to New York is get my gym membership. Duh.
Duh. So do you think you've always been a caretaker? Caretaking has always been in your
yes.
blood since you were a kid?
Yes, because I grew up in a really dysfunctional home, and I know a lot of us have had that, but my parents were alcoholics. And when I was little, I'm the youngest of seven. And when I was a little girl, my parents drank a lot. I mean, I was the youngest. So by the time I came along, their drinking careers were pretty much at their peak.
Mm-hmm.
So I did take care of the house a lot and take care of ourselves, my brother and I, a lot. And I took care of my parents a lot, too. And then, you know, I had Danica really young.
Mm-hmm.
I don't regret a moment of it because it's, look at who we are today.
Yeah.
Christy's mom had her when she was 10. As mom and daughter, I mean, it's priceless, and I wouldn't change a thing, mm-hmm. not for the world. I've always taken care of someone or something, and I do love it.
Yeah.
I really do. I do love it.
So you and my mom are very similar.
And I don't... Yeah. Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah.
We're going to have to connect her and I.
Yes, absolutely. We'll try to get one where it's all four of us. But so my mom had me at 16 and then she had one more kid. What she had her at 30. So what was it like for you to have Danica early? And then as you progressed through age with your kids, because just a little to give us a little insight of how maybe your body changed and how it felt for you and pregnancies, because so many people, we get a lot of, I don't know, Danica, if anyone said this to you, but I was told that I was being selfish for waiting for so long. I was told like, you're not going to bounce back because you're not young enough. Da, da, da. You know, I come from a small town, all that stuff, whatever. So what was it like to have a baby young? And then what was it like for you with different pregnancies, which is the other part of it too, where everyone says you're too small or you're too big or whatever it is, because every pregnancy is different and you've had six of them. So.
Right. Every pregnancy is different, and it's not only different for every person, it's different for an individual. Each pregnancy of mine was different. My first one with Danica, I was young. Mm-hmm. And I think I said, I was one of those young minded people who said, I'm pregnant. I can eat whatever I want. And this is cool because I've always wanted to eat blueberry pie a la mode. And so I did. I ate a lot. I gained a lot. And, as a new mom, I was a nervous Nelly at the beginning because I wanted her to be perfect. I didn't want her to be overdressed or underdressed or overstimulated or understimulated. And I needed her to poop right and eat right and all that. As I became an older mom, mm-hmm. my other pregnancies, I learned from that pregnancy. I really did, because I learned that I'm in control of what I put in my mouth and how it changes my body. I am eating for two, yes, but I can still eat healthy and stay active. And I gained a whole lot less weight for my second, third, fourth pregnancies. And I learned exercise through my pregnancy, which made a better delivery and to eat right and all that kind of thing. And as a mom, an older mom, one huge takeaway that I have and that I can tell you is, they all say enjoy them while they're babies because it goes by in a flash. It really, truly does. And the nervousness and the newbie mom, like, am I doing everything right? Yeah, you are. Just wait for that anxiety till they're 16 because that's when it really starts. Because infancy is just such a precious time that really they're under your wing and you have control and you'll do everything right. You really will. And if I knew that when I had Danica, I would have enjoyed the infancy time more. I knew how to take care of a baby. Mm-hmm. Just how old were you when you had Hope? I was 38 when I had my last child. 19 when I had my first.
Wow.
And I was so relaxed when I brought that baby home. Like nothing really mattered but how I slept and how I ate for her and how breastfeeding was going. And I didn't worry about the weather outside. I didn't worry about the kitchen floor. I just enjoyed her every step. It was a lot different, but nonetheless, it was still a special. Having Danica young was still wonderful, even though I was a wreck.
Oh, we'll be wrecks in different ways. Trust us. What's one tip you could give Danica and I? You said really kind of enjoying them young, but any other kind of tips that you have?
Yeah. So many new moms now, I'm watching and listening to, they ask about, for each question they have about, like, say, their nipples. Are my nipples right? Is this the right way to breastfeed? And they will call the pediatrician. They will call the obstetrician. They will ask 15 friends. They will ask their mother, their father, and their Uncle Joe, is this right? And really and truly, just rely on that one person who you know has been through it and that you trust. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about taking so many different people's opinions. trust in that one person that you rely on and just go from there.
That's
because you don't need to really think too much about it because you're never really going to do anything that wrong. Just loving that baby and making sure that baby, that baby's needs are met. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Infancy is easy. I mean, teething and that's the, you know, peeing and pooping and eating and burping and teething. Those are the biggies.
Yeah.
And that's easy compared to a 16-year-old sneaking out their window at night and going to see their boyfriend. So.
Which Danica never did.
Really, truly.
Danica was a snitch.
Never.
Never. Awesome. Danica, do you have any questions for Mom?
I have two questions. So what to remember during birth? And what to remember about your body? So being physically fit before you get pregnant and then freaking out afterwards, but what to keep in mind?
Okay. Well, you ladies are, I pray to God that both of you have the kind of, like your water breaks, you go into labor, that type of thing, that you have, you're for sure you're in labor. It's not false labor. You go to the hospital, you get hooked up to the monitor, and now you're laboring, and now you're fully dilated, and it's time to push. Always remember, this baby is relying on you, and only you. It's between you and her. And stay in control. Don't be afraid of the pain, because the pain is there for a reason. It's there to help you push that baby out. It's there to contract things and thin things out and make your body adjust to push that baby out. Push into the pain. That's my takeaway. You've got to push into the pain. You've got to push that pain down and out. That's it.
I pushed pain down before. I've mastered that, so I could probably.
Yeah. But there's going to be a time where you're going to feel like I want out. I'm done. I don't want to do it. I'm done. I'm going to leave the room. Can somebody else deliver this baby for me? And you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call, I think, the transition time or something. You've got to regroup,
mm-hmm.
get back up in your head, connect your head with your uterus, and say, I got this. Go to work. Get the work done. Because once that baby's out, it's over. Pain is done.
No big deal.
It's only temporary. And then you have the gift. And then you have the gift, the perfect gift.
And then what was the other question?
So then you're fit, like you feel good about yourself, you're fit. Not that you don't feel good during pregnancy, but then you get pregnant, your body goes through changes, and then now you want to get yourself back. Like, what to remember about your body, and did you learn to appreciate your body through those phases of life and not focus so much on the aesthetic part and more of like what my body is capable of doing?
Absolutely. Give your body the appreciation it deserves and understand that after you have that baby, you're not going to look exactly like you did before you got pregnant. You're going to still look probably 4 months pregnant, and that's okay because you just gave birth to a human being. And now it's going to take a little time to get your body back in shape. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself that time to heal. And in the meantime, while you're breastfeeding, everything's going to go right back into shape. And you will. The body has a memory. You know that. You ladies are professionals. The body, the muscles, they have memories, and it's going to go back.
Wow.
But give yourself permission to heal,
mm-hmm.
and to embrace everything that's going on with that baby. And before you know it, you're going to have those workout pants back on and those Nike sneakers, and that baby will be hooked to your back and you'll be on the stepper.
Bedazzled bikinis.
Yes, absolutely.
And stiletto clear heels.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Let's see. Any other questions we want for Mom? We don't want to go too long. We don't want to keep you too long so you guys can have your mommy daughter day.
I think that we always wrap it up nicely anyway. Mm-hmm. So we always end our podcast with one positive thing that has happened. And it can be a positive thing or something we're grateful for. And it can be today or this month or this week or anything that you're feeling inside of you. So
I'm thankful for way too much to have just one thing.
say three things.
Yeah.
I am thankful that 3 days ago, my grandbaby Josie was born into this world in an amazing, natural way, and her mother was unbelievable. On her hands and knees, Christy. It was unbelievable.
I'll be on my hands and knees praying that I don't die.
I'm so grateful that Josie was perfect and Mommy is doing wonderful, and I can only hope for you girls to have the same. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to have all my children healthy and happy in a good space in their life, and I'm especially grateful to be sitting here where I am right now, mm-hmm. talking with two beautiful women.
And it's a with beautiful their babies. And it's a beautiful view from there. Are the stars out tonight?
Oh my gosh.
Almost. Not quite yet, but Christy has experienced the
stars. I know.
I almost watched I was gonna sit outside and talk to you guys too. How funny is that? My
Aww.
I know, right? My positive is I was able, I know this can sound so weird, but so heavy, I'm in heavy nesting phase. One, because I'm having the baby shower here next weekend. But, so I wanted to clean, but I went like deep clean, like just threw stuff away, magazines, anything, like just clear. And I even washed the walls. That's how much nesting stuff I did today. So I was pretty thankful.
Atta girl.
Thank you. I think Mike was a little scared. He kind of came in like and tried to like sneak out and I didn't get too tired. In the past, I've been getting too tired if I cleaned, and I had actually more energy, and I strategically gave myself a good space of time. Like I would do one area and then I would go do something, or went and ran errands and did something else. So yeah, so silly, I know, but I was very happy for it. Danica?
No, that's wonderful.
So mine is, well, I'm very grateful that my mom decided to come up, even if it's just for one day. And I'm grateful that she's only 2 hours away, so it can be for a day. Because it's not that far away anymore. And yeah, just to be able to like hang out, to show her my belly, to have the little baby girl kick.
Kicked me today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she'll be kicking more tonight. And I know. I'm grateful for my relationship mm-hmm. in my life, and I am grateful for being in this chapter and having her, like, join me in this chapter, because it's a scary friggin' chapter. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how some people or some women do it without their moms. I mean, it's definitely a thing that will bring you closer to your mom, because not only does your mom, they're the only person on this earth that is closest to you, as in you were inside them, that they can understand. Mm-hmm. But there's, it keeps mm-hmm. blowing my mind what the percent is of people who have, like, of women who have babies. You know, that's the craziest thing. Like, every mm-hmm. female has the starting point of being able to, but not every female can, and then not every female chooses. So it's such a limited group of people.
Right.
And then to have, like, your mom there is, I don't know, it's something really... It's really touching and deep. And even if you and your mom aren't the same kind of people, like, you guys are very similar. I am very similar to my mom, and like, I'm exactly half my mom, half my dad. And it's kind of cool to see.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's cool just to have that person there. So it's really neat. Excellent. Any final words, Kim, before we let you guys go?
Thank you guys for having me on. Like Danica said, I've been listening to your podcast every day at the gym. Such inspiring words, and I'm loving all the guests that you've had on, and I have a lot of takeaway benefits from everything that's said, which I'm enjoying, and I'm really proud of you, girl.
Aw, thanks. Thank you. Yay.
You're welcome.
Excellent. So you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at championchat360. You can also follow us all separately. We'll link them all below. And we hope that you have a great day and that you're able to sit and enjoy this evenings, because it doesn't seem like it's so bad out. And maybe give your mom a call. Give your mom a call and tell her I said hi.
Yeah.
Excellent. Until next time, we'll talk to you then. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.